Hello, today is October the 19th, and on your WSIU Almanac, an Olympics note: 84 years ago today, basketball was officially adopted as an Olympic sport. Locally on the SIU Carbondale campus, you can see what the young university looked like between 1874 and 1930 at a free exhibit titled The Old Campus, An Historical Exploration. It's on display at the Morris Library Hall of Presidents exhibit space, and it's running through December. In Olney this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can see the three-act play Subject to Change. Also in Olney, next Friday, October the 27th, have a spooky time at the Trust Bank Halloween Parade down Olney's Main Street, start time 6 p.m. And this Monday, Marion Carnegie Library is offering free Tai Chi classes, start time 9 a.m., open to all ages. For more information, call Marion's Carnegie Library, 618-993-5935. And that's your Thursday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Happy Thursday. Here is your October 19th WSIU Almanac. 29 years ago, the U.S. House passed a bill limiting the number of commercials that can be aired on kids' television programs. And in Broadway in 1975, on this day, Chorus Line opened in New York, the first of over 6,000 performances. Locally, give blood this Friday at Ziegler-Royalton High School starting at 9 a.m. Or in Jackson County, donate blood tomorrow between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Center for Medical Arts. That's over on the west side in Carbondale. In the world of nature, later on this month, October 27th, which is a Friday, by the way, you can go on an expertly guided hike at IDNR's Tunnel Hill State Trail. The trail is located within the Cache River State Natural Area. There is no charge for this outing, but you do need to call ahead and register. To do that, call 618-657-2064. And in the arts, SIU Carbondale's McLeod Theater is bringing back the very popular The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, starts performing on November 30th. And that's the October the 19th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.